Hello and welcome to another episode of the Full Force Weekly, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. For today's episode, I'm joined by the awesome Patrick, not Picard, Stewart. In this regular video series, we round up all the week's news in the world of G.I. Joe. What is it, Pat?
It's a Full Force Weekly.
Yes, it is. Having a bit of technical issues this morning. Apologies for all of that. We may glitch a little bit today, guys. I'm sorry. There's not much I can do about it. We just have a rather poor internet connection all of a sudden. So it's happened before on the news bursts. I apologize. We'll try and get through it, and hopefully it won't hinder too much of today's enjoyment. Hello, all you cheese bags. Lots of cheese bag comments staying fresh, I hope, in the comments. Pat, how are you, my cheese bag?
Doing great. Yeah, it's, you know, another week, another just a little bit of news this week. So we will, of course, go for 5 hours today.
Of course, that is the classic. The fewer the weekly stories to talk about, the longer it takes us to get through it. Yeah, like, again, apologies if we're glitching a little bit. It's just because of a very poor internet connection. It has happened in the past, and I don't know why it happens. So sorry, guys. Hope it, let's know if everything's okay. If, like, you can, if it's watchable, you know, just let us know, please, and keep commenting. Really appreciate everyone in the comments already. There's so many of you. This is brilliant. We've got a little bit of news to talk about today, which, like Pat said, will go on for about 23 hours. We've also got a competition as well a little bit later on. We'll drop that after we've talked about this particular news segment. And then we'll get stuck into our usual shout-outs and all that kind of stuff. How does that sound, Pat?
That sounds good to me.
All right, then. Jason Pentecost says, Pat, are you wearing a Boss Fight shirt?
I am, yes.
Prove it. There you go. Thank you, Jason. Awesome. People are saying they can hear at least. So that's the main thing. As long as you can hear us waffle, that's the main thing. Right, let's move into the first news. Well, the only thing to talk about this week, Pat, and that's the HisTank HasLab. It was looking pretty light this week until the HisTank HasLab hit 19,000 backers, and as I expected, Hasbro followed that up very quickly with some beautiful dio shots that they had promised us before the end of the campaign. The shots taken by Shooting the Galaxy gave us some great ideas for display options and showed us so many more details on this ridiculous vehicle. With just over 2 days left, there is still a good chance that we could hit an even more insane number, but we will see how bad the FOMO hits any fence sitters come Monday night / Tuesday morning. Now let's have a chat about those picks.
Lovely, lovely pictures. First off, Pat, how cool was it that it hit 19K without them really doing anything else? That's quite impressive, isn't it?
You know, as soon as it hit 19K, I thought, well, what's it at now? And I looked, and it's well past 19K.
It's like nearly 20, isn't it? It's like 9, was it 19.9 something?
19.899 is what it is sitting at right now.
I'll just refresh my page. I've actually got 19908.
Oh yeah, I just refreshed it, so it did another, like another 10 while we've been sitting with our glitching issues.
Exactly. That is rapidly.
The last 10 minutes. Yeah.
That is rapidly approaching 20K. So that's probably going to hit while we're on the show today, I would think.
It could, yeah. And I mean, I totally get it because there's only a couple of days left. That's kind of the bigger news rather than what it's at is just the reminder that everyone has until what, like 11 o'clock, 11 something, like
11:59 Monday night, yeah,
Eastern time, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, so there's 2 days and roughly 2.5 days left to change your order, as in add to it, or you know,
get the full allotment of five. Yeah, that's
right.
Crazy.
Yeah, mine will not be changing. I'm going with one, and that is it.
Same. There's no way I can justify getting two of those bad boys. RKW1138 says, "Hi guys, any higher news? Unfortunately, still nothing on the higher front, and I'm starting to wonder when we're going to hear stuff about that, mate. Like, I keep thinking like when the next event's going to be,
And I'm thinking now the next one's PulseCon. So maybe around PulseCon, something will pop up. Who knows? Who knows? Anyway, we've got some beautiful pictures, but first off, let's go through some of the information that they give us. So obviously, you know, all of that gump from Hasbro Pulse being Cobra Commander and all that kind of stuff, lots of fun. Look, I'm not going to read the whole thing out again. I did it on the news burst. Like we said, time is limited. It will run until August the 15th, 2022, and on Pulse for US, UK, and Germany. Now, people have been asking me, are they going to be doing this for other, like, regions and stuff? And I believe there will be information to come. We don't know exactly what it is, but we have been informed to say that there will be more information to come regarding other areas of the globe. So maybe that'll be after the fact. I don't know, but they're running out of time, so maybe they'll just drop it on everyone on Monday. Hey, if you want to join in, this is the avenue to do so. So we'll try and do a little bit more digging on that to get a bit more information. But some people were asking me, is there a way to get this outside of those three global areas, regions? And I believe there's more information to follow on that. Hello, Mom. Mom's on the show. Hi, Mom. A heart for me and a heart for Pat, or just both for Pat. Hope you're doing well. We'll give you a shout later. Anyway, Emily also popped up to say that Shooting the Galaxy took the pictures of the diorama. And you can follow Shooting the Galaxy on Instagram and obviously see all the amazing photos that they have done. And also, I wasn't aware that Shooting the Galaxy was a Hasbro photographer. I wasn't aware of that. Were you aware of that, Pat?
No, I didn't know that. That's news to me.
Yeah, so that's cool. And anyway, the pictures. Why are we looking at text when we could be looking at amazing pictures? This is a beauty, isn't it, Pat, with the kind of troopers. It's nice to see more figures around it, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I actually do like seeing the traditional Cobra Trooper there. It looks like his gunner is further in the back. Is that right?
I don't know. I know what you're saying, but I don't think they have the gunner made yet, do they?
Oh, no, you're right. That's a missile launcher, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Easy mistake to make.
Picture's so small.
Literally the right combination of colors in order, isn't it? It's like the red on the top of the helmet, the silver on the visor, and then the black on the face.
Yeah, I'll just then assume that she's riding in back right now.
Yeah, there you go. It'll be nice to see, I think we'll see more Dio images when they start getting the other figures done for it as well. I can imagine Cobra Commander will be thrown in there, obviously the female gunner, the tactician, which we'll be voting on as well on this, I think, yeah, pretty much following the campaign. So, Pat, who are you going for in the tactician vote? Because I haven't made a decision yet on mine.
You know what? I don't know. I actually haven't given that any thought since we first started with it. I know that I really was gravitating toward purple.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
You see, I was in all in on purple because I like the thought of, you know, when Techno Vipers inevitably get here, you can have like a cool little squad of Techno Vipers.
Tactician, not technician.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm. But like the purple is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, I just like the purple.
But then when we had that discussion on the fact that it is you say like a tactician, it is going to be coming with this vehicle with the gunner and the driver. Then I was kind of thinking, oh, I kind of want them uniformed now. I kind of want them at least in the same color scheme. So yeah. I think the red and black is a good shout for...
I think that's probably what I'm going to go with. But there's a couple of different ones, isn't there? For black.
Oh, there's loads. There's all black. There's black with a bit of like silver, the black and red. And I want to say there's another one as well. But yeah, there's at least three of the kind of black... all black or majoritively black versions.
Yeah, I think purple's going to win because the ones that are they're primarily black, there's like a lot of small details that you could kind of decide between, and I could go one way or the other, and then I think that we're going to be that voting is going to be a little bit split.
Yeah.
And so I think purple's going to win. That's going to be my guess.
Well, from the news burst I did in the week, most people were saying purple. They were either saying black or red, black and red or purple. They were the two that were kind of like vying for it. I think purple effectively won out in that stream in the week. Sorry, just want to answer Matthew's question. We did start a stream, Matthew. We had technical issues and we had to redo it from the scratch again. So that's why it was cancelled. Apologies for that. And then obviously we come back on and we still had the same technical issues. So again, double apologies. We'll try and get it all sorted for next week at least.
Yeah, I wonder if we can send out like a post or something if that has to happen again.
Yeah, I mean, again, I just wanted to get
online.
Yeah, as quickly as possible. But yeah, unfortunately, it just technical issues. X Factor 17 says, good morning, Chris, Pat, and the rest of the Full Force family. Thanks for your commitment to doing the show every weekend. I truly appreciate you guys. Thank you, X Factor 17. We appreciate you for that comment. Thank you very much. Jonathan says, Chris, do you think Hasbro did such a lame job of making the HIS HasLab open to non-Pulse countries due to them hitting the funding goal so quickly? It's a possibility, Jonathan, like that because they hit the funding goal so quickly, they didn't feel the need to spread it around. That's a very it's a possibility, but I don't always think that's how they operate necessarily. Certainly not the Joe Brand team. It might have been a cause for concern for the company to be like, well, we don't necessarily need to, but I think the brand team want everyone to try and get their hands on this. So it's probably maybe like an internal battle, possibly. I don't know, but there will be more information to follow, hopefully. The Pulse app is only available in the US. Yeah, that does suck a little bit. What sucks for me, right, is that, you know, you've got the selfie series coming up and you have to use the app for it, right? My phone is still like iTunes UK because I have things linked in the United Kingdom that I need to keep an eye on, like, you know, whatever they may be, financial and bank accounts and things like that. And like having access to it is kind of important. So I have to now switch to a US, like, you know, a US kind of region in order to do the selfie series and then switch back. It's going to be a right pain.
Well, can't you just borrow somebody's phone and have them download the app and then just
I might just get Kate. I'll just borrow Kate's and get Kate to do it for
Yeah.
me. That actually might be a better option, actually. Thanks, Pat. Neil Hill says, these gorgeous picks were the unintentioned fifth tier. I kind of feel that way as well. Do you, Pat? Do you feel like this is like a... Because we knew these were coming as well, didn't we? But it does feel like a kind of like, oh, look, this is actually what you're going to get now.
It's just the pictures?
Yeah.
Could be. It doesn't seem like there's going to be any fifth tier. I think that we would have seen it, you know, days ago if there was going to be any additional push or any additional items. I do kind of wonder if maybe after the fact, like maybe it's not going to be too late for some of the areas that don't have Pulse, because whenever they made the sail barge, didn't they do like an after the fact kind of pre-order? Like they didn't, they realized that they kind of left people out. And so they ran more of them intentionally and then sold those, you know, you can only order them if your mailing address was outside of the area that had the option before.
Yeah. Yeah. I do recall that. I also recall that they've done, what's the company? Is it like Robot Kingdom? Someone like that. They were given the
distribution option through them, just to intentionally make sure that there's some of them available at the original price.
Yeah,
close to it. Yeah,
And I imagine they might. That's probably something they have planned. I wouldn't be too despondent just yet. Diecast Nick says they need a drinks cooler, little seats, and barbecue for the troops. That would be quite a cute little additional accessory pack, Diecast Nick. RKW says, waves hand, you will vote purple. He's trying Jedi mind tricks on everyone. He's even got a purple background on his avatar, RKW.
Right, I see it. I see it's working already. Yeah, I think my guess is purple's going to win. I think I might vote for one of the black ones, but purple's going to win.
Still a lot of red. There's still a lot of black and red love, though. Anyway, more images. Nice shot of the interior here. This is a good one. Again, we've seen the rack, we've seen the chair kind of at angles. It's nice to see all the way through to the back. A good shot of the gunner's station. and just some detailing there on the back wall. Cool to see that, isn't it, actually, Pat?
It is. And if you kind of zoom in, you can tell that those lights actually do have the Cobra logo in them. We've kind of seen that. I know that there was a picture of that before, but it's still nice to see that it's there.
I don't think I've ever noticed that. I don't think I was aware of that. So that's awesome. That's a really cute touch. It's actually like, because obviously, you know, you look at it, you just think, yeah, it looks cool. But I keep forgetting just how bloody huge this thing's going to be. Like, you could probably fit your whole arm in the back of that. Probably fold it up and just slide it in there. That thing is amazing.
I like how the guns look in the rack too. I think this is the first that we've really gotten to see how some actual accessories are going to fit within there.
Yeah, you know? It looks cool, doesn't it? It looks really cool. I'm hoping again to see even more detailed images of like close-ups at angles and stuff like that, just to get a really good idea, excuse me, of the interior there. Really awesome. We've also got this one. Now, this is interesting, Pat, because it looks like the logo has been twisted around and now faces the person that it's facing. So like if you're looking at it from the front, you see the Cobra logo the right way up. I was kind of thinking here, do you think that maybe you can twist the icon in the lens?
I don't know. I don't think so. This is something that we did talk about early on, that the way that the logo reflects on the ground, you know, is good for the driver to see it, but it didn't look right to me anyway, for the way that it should be facing if Cobra is moving into a territory and trying to use that as an intimidation tactic.
Yeah,
it should be the Cobra logo coming at, you know, whoever they're being aggressive against. So
a few people are saying in the comments as well, just coming back. No, I agree with you on that, Pat. Sorry, before I move on to those comments. I agree with you that it makes more sense as an intimidation tactic to be seen the right way up by the people it's coming towards. So yeah, I totally agree with that. A few people are kind of talking at that. Some people saying like the blue tactician would be kind of cool, but I think a lot of people are expecting Rip It at some point, you know, to be kind of like a single release or maybe even release with a blue Hiss tank or something. Who knows down the line what they're going to do. But a few people are kind of saying that I think some people are expecting Rip It at some point in the future. So therefore the blue tactician is either off the table or on the table to be kind of Rip It's crew.
Yeah, the crazy thing to me is this 20,000 isn't 20,000 Hiss tanks. It's 20,000 backers who may have each ordered more than one Hiss tank.
100%, yeah.
So like the popularity of this thing's so crazy that I think that we're not going to see this at retail. She said we're not going to see something with this level of detail at retail.
But
you know, a very stripped down blue tank, maybe at some point.
I could see them doing that for like BBTS or Entertainment Earth or, you know, something along those, like fan channel kind of
it's
situation.
It's still going to be not cheap. I can see like a $200 blue one without any electronics. What do you think?
I think that's a good shout. I think they'd probably do a blue one. And you wouldn't have all of the extra additions. I'm not sure if you'd even have the missile racks. You'd probably just have the bare standard, what the Hiss tank comes with the guns, right, on the top. And then maybe they go with the more retro canopy to keep costs down as well. I don't know. But I could imagine them doing like almost like a retro blue one with all stripped back and just a figure. Yeah, that would work for me, actually. I think that'd be pretty cool still.
Yeah, I could see that happening, but this is definitely the one to get.
100%.
In my opinion.
100%.
I didn't realize that the lights in the front lit up like that in white versus red in the center. No, it looks great.
It looks amazing, doesn't it? I love this shot as well because they're, you know, having that kind of like spotlight almost just to the side, kind of like, again, kind of creating this real nice atmosphere and ambiance and you know, menacing evening type shot. It's really, really cool. Shooting the Galaxy does some amazing stuff. It's incredible. What else we got? Sorry, loads of comments, guys. I can't keep up with them. There's so many. I think people are just excited for this.
20,000 tanks, not backers. But didn't we have this discussion on the Sky Strikers? And it turned out that it was backers, not Sky Strikers.
I think we definitely had the conversation, but I don't think I ever confirmed it with Hasbro. I'm going to ask that question because I think it's one that we really need confirmation on, don't we? We really need to know what we're talking about. Some people think it is, you know, that's actually 20,000, like, you know, tanks. But I don't know.
You think it's backers?
I think it's backers, and I think there's more tanks. But we'll find out and confirm.
Yeah, we'll find out. But I could swear that whenever the Sky Striker was up, people were actually adding them and not seeing the number go up.
Yeah, but the thing with that is I don't think it's a sensitive count. Like it's not a live sensitive count. Time. I think it refreshes after like a few seconds. So you don't like if it was a live counter when people were ordering, that would be different, and it would probably take up a lot of website kind of like, you know, probably use up all of your processing on your computer when you've got the website open. But if it was a live count, we could definitely see that in action. Problem is, so many people are going in on this right now that it'd be difficult to even make a decision on whether you think, you know, it was like, did my order actually make one difference? When it stops and there's like the odd one here and there, you can kind of get a better idea of it.
I mean, three more of them just went up, so.
Yeah, and are they backers or are they tanks? People are saying
it specifically says backers.
It does. But, that's a good point.
But I don't know.
I'm going to ask that question. Anyway, awesome stuff. This is another beautiful shot of the kind of his tank in motion. Bit of dirt, bit of muck spreading around, and the trooper in the gunner position there. Again, nice to see it kind of in this. This is the first time we've really seen it in action in a weird way, isn't it?
Yeah, especially with all the... Man, did they really make it that dirty? I would feel so bad.
I bet he's put some effects on that. Could you imagine? Because there's no way he can muck that up. Like, there's no way they'd be like, here you go, here's the hiss tank, take some awesome pictures. I'm just going to cover it in actual feces. Is that okay? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if it's something that you know that you can get off, but the all these, I would imagine all those decals and everything are probably pretty sensitive to being cleaned.
I would think so.
And some of this is probably hand-painted still. So, yeah, I don't know.
I think, because I've seen a lot of his amazing, like when he does those pictures where the explosions are happening and... you know, like you'll like set up a little kind of firecracker and have some stormtroopers in the background. Then, like he uses that kind of force perspective. So I've got the feeling here that the tank is further back, and what he's done is he's had like the dirt, like a little dirt mound, kind of like, you know, explode in a small like controlled little explosion, and then taken the picture to get that kind of effect. I would be very surprised if he covered that in actual crap. Very surprised.
Yeah, there's not anything on here that makes me really able to tell one way or the other.
Oh, actually, brilliant. This is great. Vlade says, Shooting the Galaxy said the hiss was filthy after the shoot. Amazing. Wow. So he did actually, that's hilarious. He must have had to clean it afterwards as well. Did he mention anything like that? Let us know. But yeah, that's brilliant. Thank you, Vlade.
Dirty. It does look like the front of the tank has dust resting on it. So, yeah.
Diecast says the feces would be better for the septic tank repaint. Absolutely. Absolutely. Anyway, brilliant. Love this image.
I would enjoy a septic tank.
Same-sies, but like, you know, the G.I. Joe version. This is my favorite shot of all of the images they posted because it just looks so cool. Me too. And also, I was kind of thinking, how did he get out of the back of there? How did he get out of the back of there if that guy was sitting where he's sitting? I just have a feeling it was like, you know, in a movie theater where you're trying to get past them and they're like having to stand up and the seat folds up. I was thinking like he was probably doing that and then squeezed out and then just runs down the ramp.
Clearly, well, maybe the other guy has just moved into that seat and he was sitting in the seat really quickly. Opened the door on him and ran.
It's knock and run. He's playing knock and run. Amazing. I think it's great. I think it's an awesome shot, and despite the physics of him getting out of the back of there, I really do love this. It's so dynamic and looks so awesome. And who, like, you know, there's nothing to say that he was in the back. He could have just been standing talking to the guy and then turned around and started legging it. So I would say that, but this is still my favorite shot. And again, it kind of makes you think of what has been going on. What's the story behind this and all that? Yeah, I do love that with the Dio shots.
Maybe the back is down just because it gets warm in there and they're not moved into position yet. And he went up and found out some information and he's bolting away.
It does look quite toasty inside there, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Looks like he's in an oven. Anyway, absolutely brilliant. Viper Scout says, I doubt they would let him clean the prototype. Maybe get someone else to. I bet Lenny or Emily had to do it when it came back, just dripping in crap when it came back to them. What am I going to do with this? Neil says, my favorite pick is still the trooper handing a sidearm up to the driver. We looked at that one earlier, didn't we? That one. Where he's kind of like holding the pistol up to him. Yeah, that's wicked, that. It's like, you forgot something, you idiot. I also like on that one, we'll see it later on, him getting up the steps. And we'll see it. Well, let's look at the interior of the cockpit first, because that is also really cool. So this is, again, they kind of, it was like a digital mock-up, wasn't it, the first time we saw the interior. And it looked really fancy and really cool. But this is, I imagine, what they're aiming to do with the interior now, with the lights and the kind of like perspex little things that go inside those computers, so that when the light lights up, it kind of brings out all those details. It looks pretty cool, doesn't it, mate?
Yeah, it looks really good. I like it. I'm trying to see how it compares to what we originally saw, but not seeing that picture right now.
That is a great point, actually. I hadn't even thought to kind of put them side by side, but they look pretty close. In fact, the details.
The memory does, yeah.
The details on the kind of the little printout on the screens definitely look very similar. I remember that kind of like circular, kind of almost like Saturn and its rings kind of image on there. I know that's not what it is, but yeah, that's just how I remembered it.
Yeah, I kind of remember that too. And I think I remember the word cruise being on there. So I think this is exactly what was planned.
Pretty dope, isn't it? Really, really excited for that. Jace Traber has said, Zarana, I didn't know it was you. Had to happen, and it's happened. Chase says he's running to check on the Joe the Hiss just ran over. Yeah, flat as a pancake in that scenario. Just checking all any comments. Oh, good shout, actually, Matt. Has Hasbro mentioned how the seatbelt works? Not yet, I don't think. I think we kind of were thinking the whole thing probably just pops off and then you get them in there and then you put the whole thing on in one go. I think that's probably likely. Where the points meet for the seatbelt, maybe the two top points stay on. I don't know, but it would surprise me if it wasn't just take the whole seatbelt off and put the whole seatbelt back on over the top. What do you think, Pat?
Yeah, I don't know. I hope that it's some way that's easy, as well as I hope the seatbelt is removable.
Yeah. I hope it's easy and I hope it stays on pretty well as well, because you don't want it to be, you know, loose or anything.
Stays on pretty well, but also is removable. I don't know. That's kind of where I am on it.
Jonathan says, I reckon the seatbelt will work the same as on the Black Series Snow Speeder. That's actually not a bad shout.
I don't have one of those, so that's a good thought. I'm going to have to look at how it works.
I think it's pretty much in the same way I mentioned before, isn't it, guys, where some parts are connected and some aren't, and you take it off and then you kind of slide them in and then you lock it down.
I'd imagine the lower parts are probably in pretty tight, and then you put the figure in and the top just tabs into the top. Is that
possibly
how it works?
Possibly. We'll find out, I guess. Let us know in the comments if you've got a Black Series Snow Speeder. Let us know how that works. I like this guy's name. It's my face with glasses and moustache and snot coming out of my nose. I like that. Now that shot looks like a portal. It kind of does, actually. But I just wanted to share that one because I think that's brilliant. Someone's actually created a kind of, it's actually me now, isn't it? I'm pretty sure that's been made like in the last few seconds.
Yeah, the last few minutes.
Impressive, impressive. I like that. Neil Hill says, I think the seatbelt is the most unnecessary but appreciated accessory for an adult toy that will be put on a shelf to collect dust. Yes, Neil. I must admit, it's one of those ones. They're just details, aren't they? Just like really nice, cool details. So I think for me on this, I would prefer to have the seatbelt, honestly. Even though it doesn't, it's not necessary, is it, at all? Like, there's never been a seatbelt in a his tank, so who cares? Joe Barrett says, I can't wait to do my diary pics. I have some very cool ideas in mind. My wife is a photographer. I've got to get a second hiss. It's because of the hiss that I got back into classified. That's impressive. So when did you drop out of classified, Joe? That's the question. Because it's only a small period of time so far in this line. I'm interested to know.
The frustration of availability, I think that's where a lot of people were lost.
I think you're right on that one. Here we go. The belt clips on and off at the top of the seat with the lower part fixed to the floor. There you go. That's what Pat said, I think. And that makes a lot of sense. I'll have to watch that. Sorry, Renegade Biker is asking me to do more impressions. I think you're the only person that wants me to do that right now. Jace says Chris needed an alter ego name like Pat has, Naked HD. So mine's Chris MacLeod, and Pat's is Naked HD. That's amazing. Matt O'Brien says you're putting yours on a shelf. I thought we were supposed to lie outside on the dirt and play war. Yeah, I think not many people are going to want to get this dirty. It was only Shooting the Galaxy that wanted to cover it in crap, I think. Here we go. Joe says, found two officers in a storm shadow in Walmart while on vacation in California. My dios are going to rock. Absolutely. We still don't know. When did you drop out, Joe? Tell us. The Collector says, I think I spent more on G.I. Joe in the last month than on statues and on Hot Toys in the last 3 months. I guess that's because you collect a lot of Hot Toys and statues, to collector. But yeah, it's been a pretty heavy couple of months, hasn't it, for G.I. Joe?
There's a lot of stuff coming in. I just got some of my Super 7 stuff. The Glow Patrol came in.
Here we go. Joe Barrett's just mentioned this. I dropped out due to my financial strife. Things have improved, thank God. Well, that's good to hear, Joe. And I'm glad. It's nice to know that you dropped out for actual practical reasons. Not that you were having trouble, but, you know, way to go to be, you know, like sensible and responsible on that one, Joe. And I'm glad you're back in, mate. That's great. I'm glad that's been all sorted out. Sorry, Pat, you were saying your Glow Patrol came in.
Yeah, it did. So, yeah, I agree. There's just been a lot of G.I. Joe this month. A lot.
Really want to, you'll have to show me pictures of those when we finish later. You'll have to show me. Matt O'Brien is in for 10 of these. Impressive.
Wow. Yeah.
Impressive.
That's a second account and two of them maxed out, right?
That is, yeah. Yeah.
I'd like to see the delivery guy that day.
He will hate you so much. We've also got this beauty of a shot as well. This is kind of like, this is the one I use for the main image of the Newsburst graphics. But this is cool because, again, it's like everyone's working on it, racking the missiles, fixing some sort of issues with the treads and the tread covers. And the his tank driver is kind of like looking at his arm computer. Although I was joking, saying he was looking at his watch going, guys, how long is this going to take? It's another good shot of the hiss and a great one to have with all of the figures around it.
Yeah, I really like the detail that they put on the wrist in order to imagine that he can, you know, pop the canopy open.
Yeah.
Maybe make the ladder come down.
Ed has ordered 4. That's all the space I can spare for something that doesn't pay rent. Well, if you sold them, they would, Ed. But anyway, amazing shots. We do have a few more. This one is of like from above, showing again like the driver kind of like getting into the hiss with the full canopy up. Better good shot there of the seatbelt too. But again, I'm not sure. It doesn't really tell us how it works necessarily. But I agree with everyone else. It probably is very likely that those two top points come out you can slide the figure in and then they lock back in again. We'll find out, I guess. And I need to remember to ask the questions that we've come up with today. One, is it backers or is it tanks for the number? And also, how does the seatbelt work? I'm going to ask those questions and then hopefully have answers for you next week, or maybe even in the week in news bursts. Phil, hey, there he is. Getting a shout out early. We need to repaint one as a hyena. Oh my God, that would be so cool. I just imagine the amount of hyena and red jackal customs there are going to be, because we've got like Destro readily available in recent weeks as well. I say readily available, sent via catapult on retro card. But yeah, Phil, yeah. I'd love that, mate. Would you, given the opportunity, Pat, in a different scenario, would you buy one to customize?
No.
Not even if you had the means necessarily?
I don't know. Honestly, I think that I have so many custom ideas that I want to get to.
Yeah.
That changing one of these is probably not something that I would hop right into, especially not with the fact that, you know, as we said, it's not off the table to do something later. Yeah. I even think that a red Hiss tank makes sense for another HasLab later on, just to make sure that one would be fully decked out and, you know, available, and maybe a toe behind that time, you know,
with a Red Shadows logo that shines out the front rather than
the cover logo.
Yeah,
that'd be cool. You know, give it a couple of options. Maybe make that something that's removable. Yeah, for sure.
Like we've got a few people saying hyena, count me in, says Peppermint Oil Capsule. Let's have a quick check on the totalizer. I know that's not a word. 19919. So it's gone up, what, like 9 or 10 since we last looked at it? That's not bad. Actually, 11. It's gone up 11 since we last looked at it. That's impressive.
Yeah, I looked at it. It was 19911. So, yeah, it's gone up. Yeah, it's gone up a lot.
It's moving. It's moving, guys. It probably will not hit 20K while we're on the show, but obviously we'll be posting about it later. Right then, yeah, what other images we got? We've got the tread covers. Now, this close-up is nice because it gives us a few details. And what I liked about this was kind of how the metal looked on the tread covers and how that kind of, like, almost like effect on it. I'm not sure if that's more the photography or if the kind of finish is like that. But I think it looks really cool. But the metal pieces, anyway, on that tread cover look really cool, don't they?
Yeah, it is hard to tell whether or not that's something that is because you really can see that this thing is dirty in this picture, because you could just see the dirt resting on like those
on red the treads
and on the treads. Yeah, so it looks like not only did he make it dirty, but he made the treads actually rotate in order to get the dirt to distribute properly. So that's impressive that he went there.
Always thinking. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if this is going to be like a wash, but it looks like it to me.
Yeah, it could be, couldn't it? But then again, that could be something that is done in the factory process too. We'll see, I guess. Matt O'Brien says, where does everyone think this will finish? I'm thinking around 23K. I said in the week, 22.5 was where I thought it would land. Right now, though, the way it's moving, and obviously with the last 24 hours, which isn't on us yet, is usually that's the big one. Like Monday is probably going to be a ridiculous day. Like I can imagine them, you know, getting loads of people jump on it. So I know I'm probably thinking maybe 23.5. What do you think, Pat?
Should I just go for just $1 to do like the Price is Right thing and then win?
23.501, yeah.
Yeah. No, I think that's about right. That seems right to me. It's not going to, I can't imagine this thing hitting 25. Again, part of that depends, like the gut instinct on it is probably going to depend on whether or not that's backers or tanks.
Yeah. Which
I was under the impression that it was backers, but I really want to know now.
Same as
for sure.
Anyway, that is all the images that we got. Jace actually asked, Chris, will you be doing a live show as the hiss ends? The problem with that is the hiss ends at midnight on Monday Eastern. So it would be a little bit, I don't know. I might do something towards the end of the day, but I don't think I'm going to be going all night on that one. We'll probably do like a live for the last day on Monday night. But like I said, I probably won't go all the way till midnight because that is, you know, it's ridiculous. And I'll probably be on for an hour as well. So yikes. So maybe not that late, but definitely like later in the day on Monday, we'll do a kind of like final day kind of show. But yeah, I probably won't be. I'll just make a post after the fact, I think, Jace, because it's going to be difficult to do at mid. They should have finished it like they finished it with the Sky Striker. Wasn't it like in the middle of the day? Oh, no, actually, that's not true. No, I tell a lie. They hit funding in the middle of the day, didn't they? Because it was different. It hadn't reached the funding goal. And then it reached the funding goal late on and then started to, you know, get all those stretch goals. So, yeah, that was slightly different. This is a completely different monster, isn't it? Like, it's already done. So I'm not sure how... The excitement might be for the final number, but... It's going to be difficult doing a midnight showing. Like, goodness me. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I'll probably have to leave the house and do it like from the car or something, just so I don't annoy everybody in the house. Okay. Okay, then. That is it for this week's news, Pat. We've gone 40 minutes. It's not bad, is it?
Yeah, that's not bad. We touched on a lot of... Action Force stuff along the way too, and starts making me think of all the Action Force things that could be done out of the current figures. There's a lot of things. I would like a Hyena out of this for sure.
Yeah, Hyena would be so cool. Again, I'm not sure how overly commercially viable that would be, but I can
I actually think other than potentially changing the lens. I think it's realistic if you make it so that it can be either a Crimson Hiss or a Hyena.
True. So you just have like a couple of sticker sheets or something?
Yeah, exactly. I really think that it could be done. Like, and if they're going to do a red Hiss tank, I think that it makes sense to keep that in mind so that as you're deciding what's a Tampo and what's a sticker, make it so that it can be a Hyena.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'd love that. I'd go nuts. Anyway, we're going to be, well, lots of people are kind of already chiming in on what they think the next one's going to be. We're already at that point. We'll probably do a monthly episode pretty soon, before the end of August. And that might be a good topic of conversation, actually, like go through some things that we'd like to see in both the O-ring and the classified for future HasLabs, because it looks like that's what's on the future and on the horizon for G.I. Joe is more of these kind of big event things. So that probably is worth a conversation, Pat. I know we talked about it in the past a little bit and we've had conversations. Yeah. We discussed it with everyone on board at the moment as well. But I think like if we could get some like really good ideas down, discuss them and throw them about a little bit for both O-ring and classified, get a few of the other guys on the show as well and just see what everyone's into. Yeah, cool. Okay. Well, that's the monthly sorted. Thanks. I needed that. I needed to work that out. So that's I've talked myself through that. And yeah, oh, sorry, I was just making sure there weren't a few other comments coming through that we needed to look at. Anyway, next up. Sorry, Pat, what were you going to say? Go for it.
I was just going to say, you know, that Philip says that another Sky Striker may not have been a great choice given that most collectors probably have several they bought at retail within the last 10 years. Yeah, so, yeah, I don't know. It does have the wheels turning as far as what's going to be making sense. And I don't know, like we talked about that before, but with almost sitting at 20,000, the hindsight of this tank is kind of going to change what I think could make sense for future HasLabs.
Yeah. Phil also says, does Hasbro recognize that or just think 3¾ isn't a viable option anymore? I don't think they think that. The brand team certainly doesn't.
I hope that they're not making that as a comparison, though.
No, because that's
a brand new thing.
Also, like, I was really like the fact that the Sky Striker did what it did at the back end kind of made me really happy, because I didn't think after seeing it that it was going to be as popular as it ended up being. And I know there were a lot of other factors in there, like, because, you know, it's a beautiful vehicle. It looks amazing. Loads of amazing little details added. Loads of cool figures involved in it as well. I mean, the stars of the show are definitely like the ancillary characters that come with it. You know, like the, you know, Wayne Ruthell, a.k.a. Failsafe. And then, you know, like your Nightforce Ripcord, your Pilot Scarlet, your Cobra team as well. So, like, I think that, you know, there's a big package there, Kitty said. But I didn't think it was going to do what it did, even with all those other factors, with the Star Wars thing failing the night before. I just didn't think it was going to go crazy. So I was just really happy that it did. And it showed that the brand is still, it's still, you know, that all that stuff is still viable and still worth it to do.
Yeah. And Even though that I'm more of a 3¾-inch collector than I am 6-inch, my curiosity is much higher to get this in hand rather than the Sky Striker, just because this is going to feel newer to me. So
yeah,
I really think that does affect the numbers quite a lot.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, having said that, all next up, we've got a little bit of a competition for you. So hold on to your underpants, everybody. Yes, we are giving away a set of these awesome classified figures to one of our lucky viewers/listeners. That's right, one of you lot could be getting your grubby paws on a classified Spirit, Storm Shadow, and a Cobra officer. But how? I hear you all scream. Well, all you have to do is comment on this video on Facebook or YouTube with your answer to the following question. What episode of the Sunbow cartoon saw Storm Shadow and Spirit battle against each other for the first time? Let us know in the comments and we will reveal the winner on next week's show. Now get to commenting and good luck.
Yay!
Yeah!
Lots and lots and lots of good things here, guys. So, like I said in that video, we're giving away these Spirit, Storm Shadow, and the Spirit, Cobra Officer, and Storm Shadow, thanks to an anonymous benefactor who has preferred to remain nameless. So I'm not just, yeah, that is the case. Anyway, really, really cool competition up for grabs. Let us know in the comments on this video or the Facebook video, and that could be now and it could be after the fact. If you're watching this after the fact, we will reveal the winner next week. We'll probably be like shutting the competition down, though, like, you know, literally right before the end or right before the start of the next episode next week. So you can keep your comments coming in just in case. But bear in mind, I do have to do a video, which might take a few minutes. So if it's right up to the last minute, then you might not have an opportunity. But anyway, like I said, let us know who you think or what you think in terms of the episode, the Sunbow episode, where Spirit and Storm Shadow first battled for the first time. And you could be in for getting these amazing classified figures. Pat, I will not accept Naked HD if they come in with a comment or an answer. So just so you know.
What about Chris McLeod?
If Chris McLeod gets it right, then I'll just be keeping them. Amazing. I still can't believe I've got a parody account. That's brilliant. Anyway, like zero comments are coming in. I've got a feeling people are rushing out to do some internet research to find out what episode they first.
I would imagine everybody knows, but they're just wanting to make sure that they don't get it wrong.
Yeah, definitely. I had to watch a couple of episodes to be like, you know, just to make sure I wasn't wrong with the answer. Anyway, we will obviously reveal the answer next week and we will reveal the winner next week. So good luck with all that, guys. Like I said, if you know the answer, put it in the comments on this or the Facebook or the YouTube video, wherever you can comment on things. Anyway, Right. Should we move into a shout-outs then, bud? We might as well.
Might as well. Sounds good.
Hey there, guys. Just wanted to let you know about an app that I've been helping to develop for a few years now called Hoarder. But what is Hoarder, I hear you scream? Well, a number of years ago, I discussed a project with a good friend of mine and now co-owner slash developer about an app that could help collectors of all shapes and sizes. I'm talking about the shapes and sizes of the collections, really, but also people. The app would be a place where you could share your new items, build collections and sub-collections, or just browse the feed to see cool things. Well, we made it. We tested it for a number of years, and now it's out there for you to enjoy on iOS or Android devices. You can upload a single item at a time at your own pace and slowly build your collections. You can post status updates that could be related to your collections, like getting a delivery or posting a scene in which you can tag items in that image if you've uploaded them in the past. You can add tags to your items in order to easily search for and find them, and of course to add them into your respective collections. You can like posts, comment on them, or start a conversation with a fellow collector, directly message users you follow, and even add items you see on your feed to your want list. If you prefer to use your computer or laptop, have no fear, you can use the website browser version and even utilize the awesome inventory option, allowing any user to change certain details, add notes, upload bulk items from spreadsheet files, and download a CSV of your entire itemized collection. We made this app for collectors, and we hope that you enjoy using it as much as we enjoyed creating it. Now get to hoarding.
All right, shout outs then. Pat, take us through your shout
out. I just have the one shout out this week to my partner on the talking points. I am sitting here reading it. It says talking point that you're using this picture. It's articulated points, Philip. Yeah, my friend who we have this other show that we do on YouTube. That's a lot of fun. So we still need to get something out this month. We have about half a month left.
I know. I always feel that pressure when I remember that we had to do a monthly episode. And I'm like, oh man, how are we going to squeeze that in, and where, and what are we going to talk about? But yeah, no, there will be one, and there'll be an articulated points episode, and there will be a monthly episode before the end of August. There you go. RKW's like, you don't sound sure, Pat.
I'm sure. This is about how sure I am some months. Some months where we've got it going on early. Our last one was late in last month. And so I think that we've both just kind of taken a breather because that was a lot of work.
Absolutely. By the way, all the comments are flooding in. And I will say, guys, it has to be the specific episode name. Okay. So make sure that you give us the specific episode name. And also, it might not be the one you think it is. There's another little hint for you. Like my advice would be to watch a few episodes around that time just to make sure. There you go. That's all I'm saying. That is all I'm saying. Anyway, Pat, good shout out there. Pat, Phil, that's Phil. Good shout out there.
Yeah.
And Phil's on the show as well. He's like literally been commenting. So shout out to Phil as well from my end. Obviously, it has been like it's been a light week, hasn't it? So there's not been like loads of crazy things going on necessarily. But obviously, shout out to my family, to my UK and US fam, to mom and dad who do occasionally and quite often watch these shows. I still don't understand why. And also to the Kirkwood side of my family, my American team, who also do the same thing, which blows my mind. So love to everybody, love to the whole family, and obviously to my wonderful wife, Kate, and my gorgeous little dog, Phoebs. Actually, we'll shout out Phoebs this week. She had to go to, poor thing, had to go to the vet yesterday. It was only for like, you know, a couple of kind of monitoring kind of checkups and stuff like that. But the poor thing had to have a thermometer go in a certain place that obviously is, and I was there like looking at, like, you know, with kind of rubbing her hair, like at the time, just going like, don't worry, it's okay, everything will be fine. And unfortunately, I saw her eyes kind of open up very wide as the thermometer was popped in there. I know, poor thing. Anyway, she kind of got over it when we gave her a truckload of things to chew on, so everything's good. Anyway, massive shout out to my family, love you all very much. To Brian Sauer for the amazing graphics, continues to do amazing graphics for us, obviously. More information will be coming out for Assembly Required. Pat and I still have to have a conversation about what we're doing on the Saturday for Assembly Required. But yeah, we will definitely.
I was watching your discussion, and I was like, "What are we? What exactly are we doing?" You know, like I was waiting for the news myself.
Pat, I don't speak to Pat. Pat just has to watch the news bursts for any information regarding this. No, that was my bad for dropping that one, Pat. But
you
yeah,
we mentioned will... it to me like briefly. I was just wondering if you were going to have additional details. I haven't heard.
Zero details. Anyway, that's I think that's it. Yeah, to all of our wonderful listeners, viewers, patrons, to our parody accounts, to Naked HD, who amazingly are not here today. Think about that team. Mom's also thrown some love up as well, so she knows she's been watching and listening, so love you, Mom. Phoebe, no, she felt that one, I'll tell you that much. Anyway, it's been an absolute pleasure, guys. Pat, thank you for joining me, mate. It's been great as always.
Yep, fun as always.
And we've almost reached an hour. I'm quite impressed with that for one talking point this week.
Yeah, there wasn't a whole lot this week, but we managed to stretch it out.
Loads of people are saying Stay Fresh cheese bags. Isn't that amazing?
It has stuck. Yeah, it's a good one.
Stay Fresh cheese bags. After three, you know what to do. One, two, three.
Full force.
Cheese bags.
Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.